USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his retirement at the end of next month, President Trump is speaking at a rally in North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it, and take away your Second Amendment, erase your borders, throw open the jailhouse doors, and destroy your freedoms.
A group that monitors North Korea claims that nation is still expanding a large nuclear facility, releasing satellite images it says show that it's continuing to make improvements at the Yongbon site. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
First Lady Melania Trump planning a second visit to an immigration center today after last Thursday's tour of a government shelter for unaccompanied kids during a surprise visit to McAllen, Texas. The House took a crack at immigration reform again yesterday, but this so-called compromise measure was soundly defeated.
On this vote, the ayes are 121, the nays are 301. The bill is not passed.
The House having also rejected a more hardline immigration bill last week. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are the leaders in a new poll ranking possible Democratic presidential candidates for 2020. The new Harvard Caps Harris June poll showing Biden with support from 32% of the people surveyed, Clinton with 18% support, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders third at 16%. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
It's official. President Trump has scheduled a summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland, and John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump will be meeting with Russian President Putin after attending a NATO summit in Brussels, followed by his visit to the UK on July 13th. The war in Syria, the situation in Ukraine, and Russia's interference in the last election may all be discussed.
I've said it from day one, getting along with Russia and with China and with everybody is a very good thing. It's good for the world, it's good for us, it's good for everybody. So we'll probably be meeting sometime around my trip to Europe.
California firefighters still battling the wildfire that's burning northwest of Sacramento. The Pawnee Fire having burned 13,700 acres, destroying 22 homes, and now it's threatening 600 more buildings, and it's only 30% contained. In Colorado, the 416 Fire is still burning near Durango. That one's burned 36,000 acres since it began earlier this month. And Amazon wants to know if you have as little as $10,000 and want to start a small business delivering Amazon Prime packages. The online retailer announcing the new program at a press event yesterday saying you can apply for their Delivery Service Partners program starting today. Amazon says its new business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.